KC3MSC is here.
Okay, let's see if I can get this going. Good evening, everyone. AB3WG. My name is Chris Van Winkle. I'm the MDC section manager. And welcome and thanks, everyone, for joining us here on the monthly MDC section EchoLinkNet. We'll wait for a couple minutes. I'll continue to kind of scribble down folks as they check in here on my little net control sheet. So we'll get started in just a couple minutes. So relax. And then we'll get started. I don't have a lot to go over tonight. There's a couple little things I want to mention, and then we'll go straight through. All right, stand by, AB3WG.
Welcome to the K3ORB EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Hey, Chris, this is Marty. I think ORB is coming in on James, KC3EWN, at least I...
Okay, Roger. Yeah, I don't see them listed, so I appreciate that information. Thank you.
This is KC3EWN. We're remote. We're down at James Island, Maryland, doing the parts on the air. How do you copy? Peter Link.
Okay, ORB and KC3EWN, yeah, we're reading you. Perhaps a bit scratchy, but we're reading you. Over.
Okay, we'll have K3WOC then answer when you call for K3ORB.
Okay, that last transmission was beautiful, nice and clear. Let's stick with what you got, and then we'll go from there. The last transmission was absolutely perfect. All right, stand by, everyone. Okay, welcome everyone, AB3WG. Again, my name is Chris, I'm the MDC section manager, and welcome to the monthly MDC section EchoLinkNet on the WB3GXW conference server. We always thank John Krill for allowing us to use this venue. It's a wonderful venue, and we're privileged to use it, and we thank John Krill for letting us do so. And appreciate the diligence and work that he puts into keeping this thing running. John, if you're on, please, your words tonight, sir.
Well, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. I see quite a few stations have logged in. That's good. Just a reminder that if you have an activity that you need to use the conference server, just let me know. Also, WB3GXW-L is used by the Maryland Emergency Phone Net, but it's always available, has a tremendous amount of bandwidth available as well. The Laurel VEC will be doing its test session tomorrow at the Women's Club of Laurel. Let me get a reset. At 9 a.m., we have close to 15 people pre-registered, which is good, and we're looking forward to the session tomorrow. And on a personal note, I have the dermatologist found cancer on my left leg, and I'm going to have additional surgery on Tuesday. So for those of you that like to pray or willing to pray, I appreciate that, and your prayers are very much welcome. I'm not too concerned at this point, but they jumped on it right away. That is all. WB3GXW clear.
Okay, thank you, John, and we'll definitely take you up on that opportunity to send a prayer your way. It's our pleasure to do so. And again, thanks for letting us hang out here on the WB3GXW conference server. Okay, let me start my little monologue here. I have a couple things to go over, not a lot tonight. The section news went out last night around 7:30-ish, and So that should be in your inbox if you haven't checked. And I thought we had a good bunch of reports come in this month, so I want to thank everybody who regularly sends their reports. They did so again this month. Everybody from TMARC all the way up to our section traffic manager, everybody sent their reports in. And I actually didn't have to send a reminder this month, which I don't mind doing, but everybody sent their reports in, and I got everything, put everything together, and then everything worked out really well. So The Sexy News is out. Please take advantage of that information. There's a couple of things in there I want to go over real quick, and then we'll get to our linked repeaters break. Okay. A couple of things. Everything I'm about to mention, is in the Sexy News. So if you want to refer to that later on, please do so. The first thing I want to mention is the first, I'm pretty excited, tomorrow is the first, at least the first official Ham Fest. It's Fred Fest in Frederick, Maryland. And the address, I got an email from the folks at the club, and they mentioned that, let me pull this up real quick here. Stand by. I did want to do this before I started this. So Fred Fest, it's not in here. All right. There's an address for the location of Fred Fest. Somebody may correct me. I think it's 306, the street name, and then the number is 306. And the email that I got said, you need to put in 306 and the letter A, alpha, so that your GPS unit will take you to the right building. And I was making that mistake myself, so I'm very glad they put that information in there. So if you're putting the address to Fred Fest in your GPS or your phone, as I'm going to do, make sure you put in 306A, and that should take you to the right place. And hopefully I'll get there tomorrow. I'm going to be there from 8 until noon, so if I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you, please stop by and the ARRL table and say hi. I'd love to meet you. Break. Okay, let me get rid of that. Okay. Oh, was I still on? Oh, sorry. Okay. The other thing is about the Fred Fest. It's in a different location this year, and if I remember back last year, their space was a bit cramped in terms of parking. It's a wonderful event. I enjoy going there and seeing the folks from that club. So things should be a lot nicer this year, so please do join us there. Okay. The next thing, let me break here. Okay, thank you. I'll try to keep my eye on the chat if I go too long. So the other thing I wanted to mention, and this is also in the Section News, in this month's edition of QST, one of the articles I never fail to read is the Second Century article, and that's written by ARRL CEO David Minster. And I thought this particular article in the current issue is particularly interesting. It caught me off guard a bit in that he really, he's quite passionate in this article about the different parts of the league and the different, his idea on what each piece of the league, how for the board, for example, what they're supposed to do and things like that. So I thought it was quite an enlightening article. I said that in the Section News. So I highly recommend you read that if you're at all interested in how our CEO thinks about the league and the different parts of the league and how they work together and the corporate structure and things like that. So highly recommended. That's David Minster's article. It's called Second Century in this edition of QST. Break. Okay, and lastly, we've all suffered through, if anyone knows me, you know I hate being cold. This has been the worst winter in very long memory. We had some severe thunderstorms. I got an absolutely wonderful Skywarn report from our Skywarn folks. It's in the Section News. But I do want to call out and compliment and thank our Skywarn folks. During the one of the thunderstorms, in fact, there was a thunderstorm going on when I was putting the Section News together. Anyway, there were several nets being run. I was hearing people on 2 meter, running the 2 meter nets, and some folks and I were on, John Creel mentioned the WB3GXW-L. Well, we were on that system coordinating, kind of passing information back and forth. So please make sure we know that this, we can use EchoLink for that. So please don't be afraid to coordinate with your folks if necessary. We had a wonderful time. Just kind of keeping track of what nets were running and when they got shut down and so forth. So it was really helpful. But I really want to thank the Skywarn folks. You guys do an incredible job. I listened to the nets. I didn't check in at all. I didn't bother anybody, but I heard you out there. And I want to thank you for your dedication and your support of the MDC section break. Okay, let's see if we can start with some of our linked systems tonight, as I always do. Can we get anyone from W3FDK Frederick, please? Give us your comments and then call your stations. Okay, nothing heard there. All right, let's move on to Maryland FM WA3DZD and give us your comments and then call your stations, please.
Okay, this is WA3MNN for the Maryland FM Association. I don't have anything to add other than I will be attending the Flaker Camp Fest. Normally I tailgate, but they're not having tailgating this year. I think that's the first year they want to get an idea if it will suit their needs. Plus they look like they have more room inside. Hopefully they will. Okay, this is WA3MNN. Is there anybody connected to or on RF on the Jessup repeater? Go ahead. Sounds like there's nobody connected. So back to the net. This is WA3MNN.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's next go to KA2JAI repeater. Give us your comments and then call your stations, please.
This is N3FQC, KA2KI-R, and also on the Villasville repeater. And I just want to give a quick thanks to W3YBQ. I've never called him out before, but he not only created Baltimore Traffic Net, but he's been persistent and been there every day for decades, training new people how to pass traffic and old people or experienced people how to get better. So just call out thanks. And with that, I've got one person on the radio right now, K3DON, Don, your comments, and we'll call for some more check-ins.
All righty. Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure being here listening to this chat and participating a little bit. Well, I'm not going to say a whole lot, but I've been blessed by God with a lot of folks in my town here in Joppa who assisted me numerous times or even just one time, new folks. I never know who's going to help me when I need it when I go for my walks and so forth. I am getting help from local organizations as well. So there you go. With that, with my visual impairment, which is at the point where I can no longer see screens and such. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is K3DON.
You know, vision basically pretty much gone, but getting a lot of good help, and that's much appreciated. This has been 3FQC on 168.05 repeater Millersville. Any other check-ins? Wishing to check in.
KA2JAI.
KA2JAI, Mike. Please go.
And good evening, everyone. We're going to have our monthly Aries meeting tomorrow morning, So unfortunately, I'll miss Fred Fist. But we'll be at the EOC in Glen Burnie tomorrow morning, 9:30. And it will be the first meeting that Tom W3 and I will be running as the new EC. We've got the B&A Trail Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 29th. There'll be a lot of hams supporting that event, more than 20, and many of them Aries members. And last item I want to mention is that we have the Anne Arundel County Aries HF Net coming up on Tuesday, March 24th. And any and all are welcome to check in and join us on that. We have a single sideband portion followed by a digital portion, and check-ins can participate in either or both. We'll be on either 40 or 80 meters. It depends on the propagation at the time. Don, I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for that info. And yeah, instead of being on a bicycle, I'll be stationary just go around the marathon. So any other check-ins on Millersville repeater, please call. Nothing heard, and there's nobody on the Echolink at this point. So with that, it's been 3 FCCs. Back to AB3, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Don. And a correction to my earlier statement. It's been corrected in the comments. Thank you, now that I have my phone close to hand. The address for Fred Fest is 96602A, Baltimore Road. Again, 96602A, Baltimore Road, Frederick, Maryland. Thanks everyone, for correcting me. I don't know where I got 306 from. 9602A. Okay, great. All right, let's go to KB3MXM next for some announcements. Marty, go ahead, please.
All right, thank you, Chris, and good evening, all. I've got some announcements that you might find interesting, things to do, as well as you might find some time to do them. This weekend, the nuclear ship Savannah in Baltimore, club call sign Kilo 3 Sierra Alpha Victor, will have a special event station, Kilo 3 Sierra, and they will be, they'll have a special event station about the beginning of the experimental LORAN stations, the LORAN, L-O-R-A-N, long range aid to navigation, which ran from the 1940s until 2010. They'll be operating on 7, 14, 18, 21, and 28 megahertz. Break more. It's just 3 months away. That's right. Field day, just 3 months away. And it's a good time to start planning for your field day activities. More details can be found on the league website. Look up Start Planning for Field Day. And also an opportunity for you to put together your apparel and accessory list with your club or your group so that you can get your field day items before they run out. Break more. One of the things about radio is that you get the chance to talk to so many people. And some of the people I've been talking to recently have been GMRS, or General Mobile Radio Service, licensees. You know, they got their FCC license to work on GMRS. And there are nets on GMRS. There's the Towson net on what they call 600 repeater, and the Ellicott City net on 650. Both of these have PL tones of 198.2, and the Towson net is on Tuesday evenings at 7:30, and the Ellicott City is at 7:30 on Wednesday. It's a good opportunity to meet a new group of folks if you're a GMRS user. If you're not, it may encourage you to get your GMRS license. Break, more to follow. For many of you, the name Roel Ander Anders means quite a bit. If you've ever been to a Roel Anders training class or one of his operating classes, you know that Roel is very passionate about radio. He's a very smart man. And he's been around a long time, and he's seen a lot of things. Well, he's going to have a free online amateur radio operating class. All right, here's where it's going to be. It's going to be on Zoom. So there's no reason for you to have to go there. It's going to be on Zoom. It's going to begin April the 2nd, Thursday, and it's going to run through June the 18th. That's right, April 2nd through the June the 18th. The sessions will be 2 to 3 hours long, and it's a jammed-packed 2 or 3 hours, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. It begins at 6:30 p.m., again, Thursday the 2nd, and runs through June the 18th at 6:30 p.m. for 2 to 3 hours. And they'll cover a multitude of things, satellite, digital, setting up antennas, setting up your station, power supplies, grounding, all kinds of things that is very useful for amateur radio, not only the new folks, but experienced operators as well. If you want to be involved, you need to email Roel Anders, and here's the address. Break more. Okay, the address is Roland, that's R, Romeo, O-L-A-N-D, Roland.Anders, spelled Alpha, November, Delta, Echo, Romeo, Sierra, at Comcast.net. I'll put in the chat window, or anyone else can call me if they need that. I have one more item. Stand by. Break. You're on the Maryland DC Echolink net, where you're going to hear all kinds of things going on all over. Well, there's other nets, too. If you happen to use DMR, digital mobile radio, another mobile radio over IP system, there's the DMR net on Talk Group 3124. And they're linked to many repeaters in the area, on the Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, through Central Maryland. And it's a great group. They get in there on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. That's Talk Group 3124. All right, last one, stand by. And lastly, maybe digital communications like FT8 or PSK or RIDI or any of those modes, you got to start. All right, lost you for a second. And you got to start somewhere. And you don't always have an opportunity to call one of your buddies or one of your other ham friends and say, hey, can you get on the air? I like to practice. So there is an opportunity to practice every single weeknight. At 6 o'clock, the ARRL transmits a news program. It's text. It's transmitted in RIDI, MFSK 16, and PSK 31. So get out your decoders, folks. Get on the air. It's on HF. Okay? So if you got an HF radio or shortwave radio as well as that, you can decode the ARRL HF digital transmission. Look on the website for more information. And lastly, the Virginia CUSO party is this weekend. It's in two parts, Saturday at 10 a.m. and then Sunday starting at 8 a.m. That's all I have. Thank you very much for your patience. Back to you, Chris. KB3 MXM.
Okay, great. Thank you, Marty. And Marty and I were discussing this before the net. I do apologize. Normally I would get Roel Anders' classes listing, or he'll send me an email. I did not get anything on this, so I must apologize. I'll see if I can communicate with Roel and find out why I didn't get that. I absolutely love putting his classes in the Section News, as most of you know, who read the Section News. So we love to try to do the best we can to publicize that for him. And this is the first I'm hearing of it. So apologies. We'll make sure that gets corrected. Okay, let's go next to the KC3EWN/ORB machine, please. Your comments and call your stations.
Hey, good evening there, Chris. AB3WG, this is K3WOC. Mark here coming in live from James Island State Park in Crisfield. Just wanted a quick audio check before I proceed. Are you guys able to hear us okay?
100%. Mark, proceed.
Roger, roger. Thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate that. I hope you're having a great evening. Yes, indeed. The Worcester Radio Group is here at James Island State Park in Crisfield as we speak. We're getting set up for a Parks on the Air activation. We're going to be here all weekend. And starting tomorrow, we will be having an open house. We're open to all visitors. Everyone is welcome. Again, here in Crisfield, Maryland. It's very easy to get here on Route 413. Simply take one right turn. Follow the signs for James Island State Park. We're going to have a whole showcase of different radios on display and information about the ARRL and our club as well. So looking forward to a great weekend and hopefully a bunch of contacts. We'll have some lunch and refreshments as well. With that, we'll go ahead and stand by and see if there's any stations on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean Pines. If you're out there tonight and would like to check in, we will stand by for your call now. QRZ.
I'll make it official, KC3EWN.
Roger, roger. Looks like we got Jim here standing right next to me, so we'll go ahead and let him take it away for us. Go right ahead there, Jim, KC3EWN.
Good evening. This is KC3EWN. Jim, a.k.a. Curly, here in Crisfield with the gang. We're having a great time. So, again, as Mark said, come on out and see what we're all about. So, thanks again for allowing us in, and everybody have a great weekend. KC3EWN, back to net.
Perfect. Well, I think that's all we got for tonight there, Chris, so we'll pass it back to you, sir. Thanks again for having us. AB3WG, this is K3WOC and the Worcester Radio Group signing off. Take care, 73.
MXM, what a question.
Hey, go right ahead, Marty. We're standing by.
Are you on an actual, are you transmitting from an actual island?
Oh, wow, we are very close to Smith Island. We are not actually on an island at this point. This is James Island State Park. That's J-A-N as in November, Echo Sierra. So James Island State Park here. It's a state park right in Crisfield, Maryland, right near the downtown area.
All right, thank you. I was thinking that maybe there was an IOTA number, but you're not an actual island, so there's no IOTA number, right?
That is a roger there. That is a roger there, Marty. The park number over here is US1580. Roger, roger, and thanks, and have a good night.
1580. Thank you very much. Back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, gentlemen. I must say, whenever I hear the name of the town Crisfield, I remember this was many years ago when I was a kid. We had an organized bike ride that went through that town, and gosh, I had some really good crab cakes there. It's a beautiful little town, and yeah, highly recommended. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's go to some individual check-ins now. We'll start with W3STN. Stan, one of our Baltimore Traffic Net folks, your comments tonight, please.
Here we go. sorry, wrong. Wrong control on the keyboard here. Good evening, Chris, and everybody else on the conference. Nothing much to report here. Just going about my business as usual, and preparing to move permanently to the fourth region about 31 days from today, and looking forward to being active in NTS work down there when I get there. 73 all W3STN.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Yeah, I'll just speak for the entire section here, if I may. We're going to miss you. So be well, take care, and it'll be easy to keep in touch, so please do that, and I know you will. All right, let's go next to KB3SWS. Pam, good to have you tonight, as always. Your comments, please.
Thank you, Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. If you use WindLink Weather Reports, sometimes your basic weather app might not include required expanded inputs for the forms, such as humidity, dew point, barometric pressure. If you go to the website localconditions.com, the expanded report can be found in a simple paragraph description or a list or even as an audio option. Search on your city for current details, and it will give you all of those expanded data points. This is KD3SWS, back to Net Control.
All right, very good. Thank you. Good information. Let's go next on my list to Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Lima. Doc, good evening. Your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, everybody from Washington, D.C. Things are going good here at the Armed Forces Retirement Home. The renovation that was supposed to start 2 years ago has once again pushed back for another 2 years. So when it starts, your guess is as good as our guess. It's all budget issues, DOGE results, and a bunch of other stuff. On a good note, the D.C. Aries, we did stand up for the State of the Union address. We had two members at the EOC. We had one member at the Armed Forces Retirement Home in the Auxiliary Radio Communications Room. And then we had two members, myself and my wife, over at the Pentagon in one of their communications rooms. So good activation, uneventful, which is the way we like it. And the D.C. area is gearing up for the Cherry Blossom 10-miler and 5K run. So should be good. Recruitment continues to go on. And we're still trying to get an NPS net set up in the D.C. area because we just simply can't hit the Baltimore repeater, and we'd rather be within our MDC section instead of the Virginia section for traffic and that. So that is it from here. We'll send it back to AB3WG Net Control from ACHAL.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that information. Appreciate that. And let's go next on my list to Mr. Jim, WI3N. Good evening. Your comments tonight, please.
Good evening to the net, and thank you, Chris. Apropos of nothing in particular, I have a friend who's trying to write a song about drinking, but unfortunately he hasn't gotten past the first few bars. That's about it for me. Back to net. WI3N.
Okay, my goodness, that's good. I like that. All right. Let's go next to KB3SPH, and this is Jeff. Thank you for joining tonight. Your comments, please.
Good evening, everyone. Prince George's County Aries will be sponsoring our quarterly hospital drill on April 14th, doing peer-to-peer traffic between hospitals and EOCs, probably include Montgomery, Howard, and possibly Charles County's drill. We're also looking to incorporate some home stations that might be able to provide HF relays out of the area, so we'll practice all of that. Back to net, KB3SPH.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And while you got the keyboard close to hand, have you heard anything from Jim Montgomery? When anyone mentioned the hospital net, I think about Jim Montgomery. I haven't heard from him in quite some time. Do you have any information, or have you heard from him? Over.
Chris, I personally have not heard from Jim lately, but I do have a friend that has touched base with him, so I think things are going all right. Back to net, KB3SPH.
Okay, thank you. Good to know. And obviously I can contact him. I can just send an email, which I will do. I keep meaning to do that, and I haven't heard from him in quite some time, and I want to get back in touch with him. Thanks for that. Okay, let's go next to KB3. Let's see, should be V. Where are you? KB3 Brian, are you not here? VRM, I don't see you on the list anymore. Okay, we'll skip that. Let's go to Mr. Nate, KC3 IEI, Assistant Section Urgency Coordinator. Good evening, Nate. Your comments, please.
Well, seems like a lot of great updates for the net, for the section as a whole this month. And unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot to add to that, although my dog did want to say hello. So Broccoli says hello. And that's all I have for this month. Look forward to some more updates next month. 73KC3IEI.
Okay, Nate, very good. And I do hear you on the BTN frequently, so appreciate that participation. It's great to have you there as well. So we're lucky to have your participation in the MDC section. All right, and let's go next to K3ABZ. Mark, another one of our BTN folks. Good evening. Your comments tonight. Okay, I think we lost Mark. Geez, I got to pay attention. All right. Okay, let's see if Father L is here. Yes, there he is. W3YVQ, Father L, good evening. As always, thanks for sending your report. And this month and every month and all the great stuff you do for BTN and METN, your comments tonight, please, sir.
All right, good evening all. W3YVQ. Well, I suspect a lot of folks are not aware of it, but maybe they have a tingling in the hair in the back of their neck. But the CW operators and phone operators here in the NTS and NBC work every day of the year. So we're lucky that the conference here on Echolink is this time of night because we're in between region nets, so we can attend, and we have quite a high turnout, for which I'm very grateful, from our BTN representatives here. And also, we're sorely in need of additional operators. When you stop and think about keeping a national traffic system running 365 or 6 days a year with manning, attrition, silent keys, and people leaving the area, et cetera, it takes quite a bit of an influx of new ops to keep such a system running at full density. So if you're so inclined to help out with emergency communications in the written record form, particularly written traffic, which you will encounter during emergencies, check in on our nets, MEPN daily at 6 p.m. on 3820, BTN at 6:30 p.m. currently on 146.805/107.2. and MDD on 3557 at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Right. And speaking of digital modes, there are almost as many digital modes out there as there are socks on a centipede, and you can invest in all different kinds of hardware and radios to accomplish those different modes. But somehow or another, you have to figure out how to funnel your dollars wisely if you can only afford one addition to your current voice or CW station. I recommend highly considering Winlink. It will be one of the most compatible platforms to people who come in from out of section to help during disasters in the ArisMAT program, etc. And the messaging is in the full email format with multiple addresses in the to and copy lines, a subject line, a body text, and binary attachments. So if you invest in Winlink, and the applications are free, you can send radio email, that is, email over radio, for your service agencies and yourself. So if you come home from work and your internet's down, your cell phone's not working, you can get on 2 meters on Winlink, connect to a gateway, and send email to get your phone line fixed, or to let somebody know you're okay during a disaster. Right. And I strongly recommend Field Day to those who have never gone out to see a Field Day. Those who are very enthusiastic about that particular summer celebration, pack up all their favorite and well-adapted ham gear, take it out into the field, set up a station in tents or trailers or whatever the case might be, and operate in the field as an ad hoc emergency station for a 24 or 27 hour period from Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon on Field Day weekend, the last weekend of June. It's a great time to understand the process of setting up a station, erecting antennas in a hurry that you can also take down in a hurry, how to stay safe if thunderstorms occur, how to keep the mud out of your rig, and how to mark your tools so you get them all back at the end of field day. And lastly, I couldn't recommend more highly K3RA's classes. I'm one of the people who instructs on his classes every year, and he covers a very wide range of hot topics of great interest to amateur radio during April to June. And I think I'm doing my last one this year after a fellow who's expert on lightning protection for towers, antennas, and radio shacks. And we follow in the second half of that program, since they're split in two, with a presentation on formal written record traffic, message handling, the national traffic system, both manual and digital. So Roel and I go way, way back to field days in the 50s. He became a well-devoted contester in sweepstakes and field day and other contests, and he can work them as fast as you can think them up. As a matter of fact, if he doesn't hear somebody working the station, he thinks something's broken. So it was two or three contacts a minute with Roel. Fantastic operator. And that experience in all areas of amateur radio is offered to you all freely if you care to partake. You've already had the address for roland.anders@comcast.net. 7-3-all, and if you care to volunteer to help us with NCSs and liaisons on the Voice and CWNet, you'd be most welcome and received in a most friendly manner. We help teach people on the job. 730-W3YVT.
Okay, thank you as always, Father Al. It's always great information. It's a pleasure having you each month here on our net. And I have one more station to go to, and then we'll do our final calls. W3TDH, Tom, always great to have you here. Your comments tonight, please. Okay, I see Tom listed here, W3TDH. I may come back. Okay, that's everyone I have on my list. I don't have anything that pops in my feeble mind for anything else to blab about. It's close to 9 o'clock. Let me call for anyone with any additional comments or anyone I missed, please.
Chris, this is Marty. Did you get Frederick? Did you get W3FDK repeater and anybody on that one?
Affirmative. I called them first. But if they're on, they can come in now, W3FDK. Okay, nothing heard. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Our next section, EchoLink Net, will be April 1-7, third Friday, April 17th will be our next net. And thanks again, John Creel, and thank you, Scott, and thank you to all the other folks who checked in, some of whom are already left. That's fine. And we'll see you here next month on the NDC section, EchoLink Net. Good night. Stay safe. Hopefully we're finished with this crazy weather. All it has to do is warm up and I'll be happy. 73AB3WG.
Can you hear me? This is W3TDH.
TDH, go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, sir. I had some trouble with the microphone circuit here. I opened it and shut it and it came back to life. Skywarn issues here are go, and we're grateful for it. Don't even want to think about what the news people called Snowmageddon. I'm sure everybody can remember that sneaking up on us awfully late. But we can do without that, and so far it looks like we might catch that kind of break. So thank you, and back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, thanks, Tom. We'll make this last call. I know we missed Stan, W3STN, so if Stan, if you're on, come in now, or anyone else who I missed, please.
Oh, you had me, W3STN. Chris, you called on me before and paid me a very nice compliment, and thank you for that. But nothing further to say that wouldn't just bore everybody to tears. 73-ALL, W3STN, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Danny. I do remember calling you. I have you crossed off. All right, let's wrap this up, folks. Again, our next meeting will be April 17th. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next month. 73-AB3-WG.